from Southern California, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is Internet Live Radio. Thank you for listening all across the nation and beyond. Join me, Suzette LT, and share your comments and opinions about topics and events, big and small, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. blogtalkradio.com/SuzetteLiveTalk. All right. Yay. Fire, 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 AC/DC. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. So, I have no chat room tonight. Of all things, I cannot believe it. Try, and the little thingy just keeps spinning. So we'll just have to make do. And since we don't have the chat room, please call in at 619-924-0847. And it looks like I have a caller on the line already. And that's great. That's great. I'll be opening up the phone lines here shortly. I'm in a good mood. Hope you had a satisfying Thanksgiving holiday, however you spent it, with family, friends, or warm meal, cold meal. As long as it was somewhat satisfying, that's what counts. And to give thanks, most of all, right? Okay, so tonight, we've got some various alternative stories that aren't being reported on the news or underreported in the news. And that's a darn shame, but nothing new, right? First of all, we have what's very interesting to that you might learn is that, Vietnam is putting plastic in their rice. And the poor people are only discovering this because it's not cooking right. One lady had taken it out of her boiling water and put it in a frying pan and it melted. Ew. So, that's not a good thing. So hopefully they'll be working on that. The links that I put in my page will take you to that video, and you can see for yourself what that's all about. And it's really sad, actually. They don't have much to eat as it is already, and then half their rice is made out of plastic. Not a good thing. Okay, let me go over some top 10 reasons why Donald Trump will protect Americans from the lying FDA, EPA, CDC, and USDA. Number one, Donald Trump supports organics. He's very progressive on clean food and organic nutrition. Number two, the EPA lies about glyphosate, saying that eating weed killer is safe. Donald Trump wants to shut down the EPA for good. Number three, the FDA only protects the profit interests of big pharma's. Donald Trump would prosecute FDA officials for the corruption and crimes. Number four, Donald Trump can't be bribed by corporations. He's already worth over $10 billion anyway. Number five, President Trump knows vaccines cause autism. Let's see, he would superhead the removal of mercury from all vaccines. You know, I was talking to my husband about this. And I don't know for sure, but I think the autism issue is close to him for some reason, closer than we think. And that's probably why he's very passionate about that. Okay, number six, Donald Trump would protect small supplement and superfood companies. He wants to reduce burdensome FDA regulations that put these small companies out of business. I think that was supposed to be big companies, but it said small companies. That didn't sound right, did it? He wants to reduce burdensome FDA regulations that put these, I get that now. They put the small businesses out of business. Number seven, Donald Trump would prosecute criminal cover-ups in government like the EPA officials who knowingly position their children a Flint. Let me do that one again. I got to clean my glasses. Oh. Number seven, Donald Trump would prosecute criminal cover-ups in government, like the EPA officials who knowingly poisoned the children of Flint, Michigan, with lead in the water. There, that's better. Number 8, Donald Trump can defeat Hillary Clinton, a pro Montecito corporate puppet. Clinton is an evil criminal monster who would destroy America. Mm-hmm. Number 9, Donald Trump believes in local organic food, which kind of goes to number 1, but oh well. His luxury resorts and properties buy huge quantities of organic produce. Number 10, Donald Trump would clean house across the Washington establishment. That's why they're so scared of him. If Trump continues, the corrupt elite class loses. And that's good for all. Yay! And in other news, in, what is it, a country in the Maldives, or the country of Maldives, they have an ID already, a credit card ID that works everything for them, for from healthcare to paying for tickets for your airport, for accessing your bank account, for, it has everything in it, this little card, all your information, just a one-shot slot. And you have to give your thumbprint that matches up with it. So you swipe that ID, you show your thumbprint, and they say, hey, that's you. Okay, you're good to go. But what happens when, let's say, you lose a finger if you work a manufacturing job, or somebody realizes that you're a wealthy person, I would really like to have your thumb, since it accesses everything. And, so now you lose a thumb. They catch the perpetrator. Thumb's no good anymore. Now what? I mean, sure, you have one more. I suppose you could use that one. They have the one already that's on file as being you. So now they got to clear that information out and use your other thumb. Heaven forbid you lose both, and then what? So, that doesn't seem like they really thought that one out too clearly. But nevertheless, that's where they're at with that. In weird news, we have an insane feminist who goes on national TV to claim women can do no wrong. Not a thing. Nothing. And all men are toxic. Ew. Ew. Cooties. Toxic. Get away. Yeah. Those are her claims. Of course, it's a left-wing nut job. Okay. I got to be nice here. We want to attract listeners. We don't want to discourage listeners. Okay. Calm down. Calm down. So we have another story that's very interesting. Too fat to fly. Yes, indeed. Airlines to begin weighing passengers and charging accordingly. This story came out on November 9th of this year. Not an old story. The global obesity epidemic, which is especially critical in Western societies, they say it's causing a ripple effect in industries outside of the traditional medicine as they struggle literally to accommodate people who are straining the system, so to speak. One of the affected industries is transportation, and in particular, air transportation. Yep, one Finnish airline is preparing to implement a new policy. All passengers will be weighed prior to boarding flights so that they can more accurately gauge fuel use. Officials with the airline, Finnair, told CNBC that it has already asked about 180 passengers to step on a scale before stepping into flight or flights outside of the Helsinki International Airport. And this was last week, so before Thanksgiving. So you know when they came back home, that scale was weighing a lot more. That plane was weighing a lot more. Oh, man. I know people wouldn't stand for that here in the States, but that's pretty incredible. So, in all, the airline needs to weigh about 2,000 passengers in order to get an accurate reading of passenger weights and their carry-on baggage. The just-launched study will be continued into next year, officials said, because they allegedly want to see how overall flight weighs differ from passengers and carry on heavy luggages and winter coats. You know, you have the big heavy ones, how much that's going to affect their weight change. So I guess it's going to be a random thing, but so the person that left with their heavy coat that weighed a certain amount on the way back, return trip, may leave their jacket behind. I don't know, but they're wanting to charge more for heavier people because they use more fuel when the plane travels. I don't know. I mean, sure, it does, but what an interesting way to cut costs, huh? Or to cover costs, I guess. The aim of the weigh-ins, which might be more familiar to travelers who have flown on small planes, is up to date nearly a decade old. The data on an average person weighs as it expands its routes network and needs to accurately forecast payloads and how much fuel it requires. So I guess in these little Cessnas, that's how or what they do, which makes sense. You know, they don't have these extra fuel compartments. When they run out, they'll glide in, but ideally they would like to take off knowing that they can get back home. Let's see here. Here's a quote. We have a strong safety culture at Finnair and are also a very data-driven organization. So we want to ensure we have the best possible data in use in aircraft performance and loading calculations, Finnair officials said in a statement. So beware, folks. Soon that might be occurring here, soon as these state international airlines here in the United States hear about that, they're going to say, hey, I like that. Let's start weighing people. Hey, fatty, come over here. We need more fuel. We need to charge more for fuel. So step right on up, right over here. Thank you. Okay, that ticket's going to be X amount more dollars than the person standing behind you. How rude. How absolutely rude. Okay, I'm going to bounce back to see if I can try that chat room again and see if it stopped spinning. Because I would really like to have that open. I like to read the comments. And, come on. Cooperate, will you? It's day after Thanksgiving. Why not? Now, come on. Okay, let's try moderator chat. Launching, spinning, connecting. Lo and behold, hey, all right, we've got Shadow Warrior and Simple Facts of Life Chief. All right, hey, you guys were in there chatting before I ever was. That's great. All right, whose show is this anyway? Shadow Warrior and Chief, Simple Facts of Life, or CZLT? Good heavens. Well, that's great. I'm glad we got it open. Hey, guys, thanks for being patient. Thanks for sticking around, and thanks for staying in the chat room. That's awesome. Let's see what other news we have in weird news. There's always plenty of weird news, no doubt. There was another story I came across, and I wanted to share with you. And, of course, I'm sure some of you who are familiar with the Ensure drink, it's been found out to be a junk food drink. It's not really nutrition. Most of us kind of knew that already because it's supposed to help like cancer patients or whatever to stay full or to build them up because they're not eating normally. A lot of them will be fed through a tube and this helps them maintain some of their substance. So it wasn't going to be all good. But anyway, so they're making it sound really bad. Let's see, military and war, we have Putin. Mr. Putin, our best buddy. He's concerned there'll be genetically modified superhuman soldiers calling on world leaders to agree to limitations and regulations. I don't know about that. Somebody must have slipped something in his coffee, I think. So there's no shortage of legitimate and very serious criticisms one could lodge against Russia President Vladimir Putin, but his concerns about matters like GMOs, artificial intelligence, and genetic engineering are surprisingly on point. Speaking at a youthful festival in Sochi recently, he mentioned the very real possibility of an army of trained killers being created by altering human genetic code. That's happening already. It most certainly is. You put a vaccine shot inside your system, you've altered your genetic, your genome, your DNA. Antibiotics altered your genome. Let's see, pretty much anything you take that is man-made and not natural, organic, you've altered your genome. End of story. Because it's foreign. So that's nothing new. But of course, you know, with the stuff that they're spraying in the air and other things, gosh, can you imagine what we'll look like in about 30 years? We'll be all, I don't know, geno-deformed. Have a bunch of, you know, not very smart people running around. I don't know. That's kind of scary. I'm not really too much worried about robotics, but more about, yes, the alteration of people and their genome and this whole zombie apocalypse thing. We already be in it, I guess. I wonder about that. Although there are a lot of children running around, young adults pretty much are zombies. Zombies. Okay, so let's move on. I like to read and talk at the same time, and that's rude, so I will stop it. So, Big Pharma, Trump, his executive, HHS, proving government has been hopelessly corrupted by the drug industry, and that has been proven time and time again. In fact, if you didn't already know, I'm going to tell you. They train doctors, interns, when they're at Harvard Medical School. That's what they do. They train them how to prescribe medication. It's not a holistic learning. It's not to heal you in the best natural way. And they don't know any better. The poor things are just trying to get through, get their doctor's license, degree, whatever it is that they have to have, and get through it. So that way they can get to work and start saving people, but never realizing until maybe later in their careers that there are alternative ways to heal yourself other than pseudo man-made garbage that you're putting into your system. Something as simple as squeezing lemon into an 8-ounce glass of water in the morning, first thing, going to boost your energy quickly. Same thing with apple cider vinegar. You can do that too, but I'm not a real big vinegar fan. So so I do the lemon. And I've had other people tell me that they noticeably feel a difference, and that's because you are balancing out the metals in your body that you have. We all have that, and sometimes one gets higher than the other and starts to create problems, sluggish, lack of energy, even in some cases, gout. So, yeah, how about that? Something as simple as lemon and water. Can be ice water, could be room temperature water. Really doesn't matter, just as long as it's squeezed in there. Pretty cool, huh? Now, there's stories. Liberal media admits the ultimate goal is gun confiscation from all citizens at gunpoint. Not really. The gunpoint part. We already knew that, but they are at it again because this is from November 19th, which was a few days ago. They're at it every week, though, so I know I'm preaching probably to the choir about it. Tonight, I did want to get into some information. The subject of 9/11 has been coming up a lot in the different circles that I travel in socially. It does periodically, but it's kind of hot on the trail again right now. And you know, you have the truthers, people that are after the truth. You have experts that are getting involved in it now and have been involved in it for a long time. Nothing's really come of it. Then you have others that don't want to believe in the conspiracy. They call it a conspiracy. In a sense, it is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, just a bunch of people that got together and created a plan and executed it. So, yeah, in a sense, it is a conspiracy. The who? Nobody can say for sure, really, except for the who. But what happened was not natural. By no means did those buildings fall naturally by any causation coming from the fire of the airplane that so-called hit those buildings. There's so many unanswered questions about that. So I started digging myself. And I came across a group called Calling Out Bravo 7. These are the firefighters that were there on that day in New York City that went into the buildings that lost people in that fire when the buildings came down. Oh, here comes George, says he's leaving. Okay, bye, George. George is one of the ones that does not want to have anything to do with them. He calls it conspiracy theories. He believes in the 9/11 Commission report that was put out by NIST, N-I-S-T, which is a government agency. And they won't take, Shadow Warrior says, they won't take your guns, they'll take your ammunition first. That's true. If you're interested in natural healing, Google Minzer Plan. Yes. And also, oh gosh, now I had her name in my head. Just out the window. Oh, I will come up with it and I'll put it in the chat room for you. Oh, Dr. Rima. Dr. Rima. Yes, yes. Very interesting woman and her husband as well. And the things that she's working and has done to fight against vaccinations. Right now, she's working on one with the FDA. She has a petition going to have a 5-year moratorium on vaccinating children, which is really cool. So you can look her up. She has some remedies and information regarding natural healing. She works on frequency because we are our energy. And I know it sounds kind of quirky, but she's not one of the quirky type of energy, spiritual, you know, type of vibe person, but real frequency and how that works. So anyway, back to Calling Out Bravo 7. On my page slides there, you'll see pictures, let you know. There was a time when you could go to the site not too long ago, and it would take you there once you had typed in the URL. Now it will say that the site is not secure and that it wants your credit card information and your driver's license information, all this other stuff. So when you click on the advanced, because it gives you the option to go back to where you came from, whatever site it was, or proceed once you click advanced. So I clicked proceed because I know it's a legitimate website. And sure enough, it took me there. And I thought, wow, that's really, really cheesy for them to do, whoever did that. Somebody doesn't want this information to get out, what these firefighters have discovered in their search for truth. And their last gathering was November 29th. They have teleconferences. They have dinners. They have gatherings all the time to try and update themselves as far as what information is being procured. The people that they have working with them, the experts, are incredible, the amount of experts that they have. And we're not just talking regular other firemen. And these firemen know what they're talking about in the business, you know, 15 years, 20 years, working different districts and just being there to know what happened that day. They saw it. They were witness to it. So they have observers and architects and retired physics teachers and mathematicians and civil and structural engineers and professors and lawyers and... There's just, and even Lee Hamilton and Tom Keene, who are co-chairman 9/11 Commission. Isn't that interesting? So I did post a link. So if it does come up where it says, not a good site to go to, just go. I'm there right now. I've been going there preparing for this show to check out things. And so check it out. They're not asking for anything except for you people to listen and to just, spread the word. They're covering the cost and they have been working on it for a while now. So anyway, visit that site. I have a brief clip from the movie that they put out. I'm going to play that for you right now. So let me find that here on my list. Okay. We'll be right back. Hi, Suzette LT here. You can replay this episode or previous episodes by going to blogtalkradio.com/Suzette Live Talk to listen to them in part or whole. Don't forget to tune in next time to Suzette Live Talk for discussion about events and topics big and small. We'll discuss them all. Join me, Suzette LT. Oh my, that just sounds so cheesy. Okay, I'm not finding out what's wrong with this audio, why it won't connect. Oh, goodness sakes. Not again. We might have to continue on without it, and I might just have to read it. So you might, I just ask that you bear with me on that. Give it one more try. Give this a chance here to chat. Find out from my listeners, people in the chat room, what you think about the 9/11 events that took place. I do not dispute the fact that their people died. Let's put it, I'm going to begin with that first before I say anything else. But yes, so I'm more concerned right now about what happened that day than who did it. We can get to the who did it after we find out and prove first of all things that what happened. You know what I mean? Okay, leaving Dr. Rima, Crazy Nation. Oh, I see Ron there. Cool. Hi, Ron. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone line so we can get some feedback there on that while I get this going on. I've got Chief and Ingo on the 9/11. And if you've had a chance to visit that website in the meantime, while I'm over here spinning my wheels for you. Chief, are you there?
I am here. You're spinning your wheels.
I'm spinning my wheels over here. Trying to get...
I did something in your chat room about, you know, you're talking about natural healing, and I mentioned the Meisner Plan. This was a book written by Elizabeth Meisner, actually sent her husband, Ivan Meisner, who is the richest person I know personally, it had prostate cancer and went on a diet and natural healing and pretty much beat it. Since she wrote that book, she had breast cancer and also went on a natural healing, diet, stress reduction regimen, and she seems to have beaten her cancer without surgery. So,
yeah, good for her. Because the stuff that the garbage they put in your system that's supposed to help you is actually making you weaker, you know, and subjecting you to other illnesses, and even probably increased, you know, progression of the disease.
Yeah, you know, since I'm an old guy and I'm not, this is not something I follow too carefully because I am no longer worried about dying young that Elvis has left the building. You know, I'll die an old man because, or I'll live longer as an old man. But she is quite a few years younger than I am, and she seems to have beaten it. I know her. She's on my Facebook friends list. I've known her for many years, and she is very much in demand by a lot of people, but, you know, throw me some love, and maybe I can get her to appear on your show.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you wanted to set up something yourself, because, you know, when you needed more time, please let me know.
Well, it's not the kind of thing I normally talk about, but, you know, it is, I do know her, and, you know, we talked, I don't know, last chat I had with her was about the National Corvette Museum, I can get in touch with her. She will respond to my messages, even though we not really in close contact. At some point in time, I will tell you if, you know, not on the air, I'll tell you why she will respond to me. But yeah, I have an in with her. So if you would like to get her, she is very much in demand. She is known all over the world in certain circles. So,
Dr. Rima.
I don't. She knows thousands and thousands of people. Just for who she is, her husband is Dr. Ivan Meisner. He is the founder of an outfit called Business Network International. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but it's a word of mouth marketing organization, far and away the largest organization of its type in the world, have chapters all over the world. So she travels all over the world. I knew them when, you know, before they were big. So living in mansion, they have a cabin in Big Bear Lake, which they call it the cabin. Anyone else in the world would call it a mansion. So
we call it the man show.
Mansion.
Oh, mansion. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a cabin with three levels right on the lake, you know, five or six bedrooms, whatever it is. Yeah, that's their vacation cabin. So, yeah, they're doing quite well.
Oh, yeah, they sound like they're doing very well. I've got Ingo on the line here. He's got his hand up. And then I have another caller on the line here. I believe it's Crazy Nation Radio, Ron. So let's hear from Ingo first. Hello, are you there, caller? Ingo? Oh, okay. I guess doesn't want to respond, so that's all right. Been back on hold. And Crazy Nation Radio's Ron Rick.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's
all right.
I'm trying
to rig my board. I got a little problem with it. I'll be right with you in a second.
Okay, not a problem. Still having problems with my audio, but that's okay. I guess we'll just go on without the audio for now. So anyway, this group here, moving on. I'm sorry, Chief. Didn't mean to change the subject on you. I wanted to get your input on both. So if you want to comment, if you have anything to say about the events on September 11th.
Well, 9/11, I don't know what happened. I know enough about
not the who's, but just the what,
as far as what
happened to the building.
Thermodynamics that I can see that a plane crashing into the building and burning jet fuel would be enough to weaken some part of a building so as to cause it to collapse. It will only, it looked like a planned, the same way they do when they demolish a building by imploding it, but gravity only goes straight down. And since a building is in fact basically hollow, it will always go. What I saw is exactly what I would expect to happen if a fire caused enough, a slight amount of structural weakening in the supporting, you know, the frame of the building. It would, I would think it would collapse pretty much exactly like they did. So I'm not sure I buy all the conspiracy theories, but I don't know. I mean,
well, that's honest.
There was something there, you know, there's everything that went on, but the report, as far as it goes, kind of makes sense, but who knows? The whole backstory of it. Did I ever tell you my theory on the one person more responsible than anything else for 9/11?
I suppose. I wanted to kind of just keep the conversation more towards not the who or the why, because only, as I said a minute ago, only they know for now. But more about the buildings, what happened that day, the events that happened that day, and that aspect of it, rather than the who and the why, because
well,
it's speculative.
Yeah, the what? It seems to me that yes, there were planes that crashed into the building. I mean, people saw it, not so much the first plane because nobody was looking, but there were all kinds of, you know, thousands of cameras pointed at the towers when the second plane hit. So I kind of tend to think that that couldn't have all been photoshopped. I mean, there's just too much there. I have to believe that there were planes that flew into the building. I remember, last September we were here talking about this, and we're talking about what we first, you know, how we first heard about it. And I mentioned I was driving into a meeting, and it was on the, a plane had crashed into the had crashed into one of the towers, and they, you know, and they thought it was just like an accident. They described it as a commuter plane on the radio. And then there was something about the second or the Pentagon. They said something, the Pentagon. I'm thinking this is nuts. They're all, you know, hysteria. And then when they heard a plane crash, then it came over the radio, a plane crashed into the second tower, and it sort of all came together to me what was actually going on. Is that it was that. That's the way it seemed to me. Just from what I remember from the morning before I saw any of the film, just what I'd heard on my you know, classic rock radio station where they cut into the music because they had some news.
Okay.
That's what I remember from that day.
The NIST that I was talking about, which is the Department of Commerce's National Institute of Standards and Technology, all that for NIST. That's one way to do it. They're efficient with acronyms, but they're not efficient in everything else. Anyway, ba-dum-bum. So Professor Husley's interim report undercuts that NIST World Trade Center 7 study. He says the thermal expansion shown to push opposite direction from NIST. So it was recent, September 6, 2017. Dr. Husley provided his September 2017 progress report on a project undertaken by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Northern Engineering and the College of Mines. He presented his findings and conclusions during a live stream event analyzing the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7. World Trade Center Building 7 was a 47-story office building that fell nearly 7 hours after the collapse of the World Trade Center's Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. In a 2008 report, the U.S. Department of Technology attributed the collapse to office fires in the lower stories of the building. And during his presentation, he muses, quote, "The first thing I would have to, or the first thing I would have thought about when I got involved here is the columns obviously got really, really hot and then lost strength. And we would have ended up losing the building. And nobody seems to think that ever happened. Instead, the collapse of the World Trade Center 7 has been ascribed to fires that created enormous stresses within the building structure, which caused bending, buckling, and then eventually led to 8-floor cascade that led to the progressive collapse of the entire structure. The central to the NIST analysis was their assumption that the east exterior wall was fixed in space and absolutely immovable. No east exterior wall deformation. This assumption was then allowed thermal expansion of the structure only to the west, where it then jammed into the rest of the structure." So this researcher, Leroy Husley, was a project manager, and he was assisted by two PhD graduate students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where he was at. Feng Zhao, who now has earned his PhD, and Zi Quan. Let's see, a draft report of the 2-year study. They studied this for 2 years. Will be issued later this fall. Now, in the on the page, they actually have their version of how the building fell, and then they showed the commission's conference and the NIST researchers that tried to pass off their version of how the building fell and why the building fell, and were very interesting because you see the faces on these NIST researchers and professionals because they know that they're not getting over. They know that they're lying through their teeth, and they know they're being suspected. But, so, yeah, it's a good thing to click on that and see the movie later if you have time.
So three one words. Of the
What's that?
Just three words. Three words to explain the whole thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oil,
oh, this is wrong.
Fraud. Oil, fraud, and drones. You get it?
Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Fraud and drones.
Yep, yeah, right. Oil, fraud, and drones. Don't forget oil. We had to get a war started. How else do you do it? You attack. You start the war. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Right. But as far as the buildings mm-hmm. go, the unnatural process of them falling, the planes that they
yeah.
said hit them, and then these other buildings
yes.
that were to the side. See, I'm basically trying to
yeah.
focus on what happened and the parts
yeah,
that are questionable and
right.
not so much the conspiracy theory of who and why, because
right.
we know
well,
more or less.
I got to kind of
go ahead.
To understand what I'm trying to say, I have to add this with it. Okay, it's kind of, you know, it's
okay.
a, kind of a little scenario real quick.
I'm
okay,
sorry,
one, you have to have a strike to cause a war, right? Because we want oil, we want to corner the market. Price of oil is
mm-hmm.
high, let's get it. So that's
okay.
what they did. That's what old man Bush did. He failed. Junior came back to do it, take care of business. So he got it done. Okay. Two, the airplanes were probably drones. That's what I believe. I know it's conspiracy theory, but that's what I believe. The other one where it comes into fraud, where the insurance, the guy that owned the buildings had jacked the insurance rate up on it like 3x threefold, and he collected. And we're talking in a very short time, the time that incident took place. You see what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that makes it kind of suspicious also. Now, the thing is, the simple fact in engineering and mathematics, that could have never happened that way, ever. You're talking about a accident that happened that magnitude, a zillion to one. That ever happened. Three buildings could collapse like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
You know, the time frame, everything else, you know, the temperature, heat, fire, flames. buildings made out of concrete and steel. You know, I mean, you'd have to actually hit that thing with a hit so hard and so hot to make that even actually happen. So I can't really buy that. You know what I'm saying? My personal opinion on that is it was staged, and that's what happened. And they dressed it up. This ain't the first time this has happened. That's what people understand. They feel like, realize, take a look back at history, you know, on the different wars we've been in, how they were, why they were caused, and what brought them on, you know. Vietnam itself is the most plain one that really I can see that people should understand is a Tonkin incident that never happened. And they admitted it. But we went to war anyway because of a lie. So that kind of kills your credibility, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah. So, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. All wars are bankers' wars.
I think a lot has to do as far as people not knowing or wanting to know, let's put it that way, because it's just too hard for them to actually conceive that their own country would do something like that. And I get that. You know, it is mind-blowing to think that that could ever occur. And you think, why the heck am I existing here in the first place? And if
that makes it easier,
that's what they're going to do to us, you know.
But Suzette, that makes it easier. People would believe that they would never do that to themselves, to us. And it makes it easy. That makes it easier to make it believable. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Trick of words, just like courts. You know, like the court system, like, you know, I've talked to you about in the birth certificate, stuff like that. And the same thing in the courts. It's just magic words, I call them, you know. You make it appear to be something different than what it is by words. You know, we believe that. We're brainwashed into believing this crazy shit. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We believe them. Oh, they would never do anything like that to us. Not our own actual government, you know. But look up the word government. Governed. Look those words up. So you see, I mean, the definitions are different. There's so many different definitions for every word. It depends on what cycle they're using and that, you know, which definition they're actually using in that word. It's crazy. I know it's nuts, but a lot of people don't get it. And we're not educated to get it. That's another thing. You just ain't educated to get this.
Sure.
You're educated to be obedient. And that's it. Obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Sad,
yeah, I believe that. You would have asked me this about maybe, I don't know, a year ago too. Yeah, about a year and a half. I probably would have been on the same side as a lot of people as far as, why would our government do that? If they were going to do that, why don't they just wipe us out? You guys are crazy, stupid. But then I started to poke around some, and it's not that hard to find information. And then, you know, breadcrumbs, and then you, talking to you, meeting you, and learning some more other stuff. And I was like, wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. I just, you know.
Somebody put me back in the coma.
You know, I'm a wealth of information on a lot of these topics, but it's the simple fact of it is people need to know it, and they're starting to wake up to this. People are starting to wake up. Thank God. But it's kind of, there's, you know, damage is done, but we can fix it. You know what I mean? We can fix this.
Sure.
But there's been a lot of damage done, a lot of it. I mean, talking years and years of damage.
The whole 9/11 thing was just another thing in the back of my head that questioned, but wasn't enough at the time, you know, to say, yeah, we should do something about this and get to the bottom of it. It was, well, I guess things are okay, you know. We'll just keep going. I'm too busy to worry about it. But then it starts gnawing at the back of your head the more information you learn about other things, you know, and how it all kind of ties into one area. And then
your subconscious starts picking at you. Hey, wait a minute. Look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
but that's what they, you know, they didn't want that to come out. It was a sloppy job. I have to admit 9/11 was a sloppy job.
And they wanted to pass it off.
Right, exactly. They did. Remember now, let's go into the Second World War. They knew the Japanese were going to attack. They done pissed them off to make the Japanese attack. They used them to go against us. You know, they sanctioned them. That's what they did to make them mad. So, you know, hey. And they're trying to prove a point. But it's an even Civil War. You know, the Civil War itself was financed by the banking system, J.P. Morgan and Rockefellers. I mean, look at history. I think that was the two actual banking firms that actually financed the Civil War, both sides. You know, it goes that far back. It's insane. You know, a lot of people, that's not taught in history. They don't want you taught in history. And like I've, you know, spoke before about the Common Core education system where they're trying to remove history, where they don't want nobody to know history. So they don't want people waking up. But it's a little too late, you know. So that's great. I'm glad people are waking up to it. They need to. They really do.
I think hopefully the more they start to hear things, that eventually they're going to get curious enough to say, all right, okay, I'll stick around. Go ahead, out with it. I'll hear it. Because before I didn't want to even stand still long enough to hear it. Gone.
Well,
so you guys talk
people,
about this,
most
I'm
people,
out of here.
Right, see, that most people say, well, it didn't happen to me, so I don't give a shit. That's what how we, this, you know, the mentality we live in.
Oh.
It didn't happen to me, I don't care. But when it does happen to somebody, oh, my God, me, not me, that ain't fair, you know. But when it happens to somebody else, so what, who cares? It didn't happen to me, you know. That's the way we think. It's the way
you're
we're
right.
trained to think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Didn't happen to me, so why should I bother? Who cares? How sad that is, really. We were talking about the World Wars and all that stuff. You know, the CIA releases documents, and you're not going to get the whole entire story. But surprisingly enough, I was looking through them, and they give you, of course, the little breadcrumbs, but then you want to find out more details, and then it says that those documents aren't available, or they're like redacted, so you can't read them. The reports are short, but they do at least give you the little, you know, piece of the carrot, and they just kind of hang on to the rest. So I thought that was pretty good. I mean, as far as the whole Cuba thing, the Vietnam War,
right.
Hitler, we were behind him, actually, even Japanese. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah, we supported them all. Absolutely. We did.
And for
some,
this is just too heavy. They would say, okay, a bunch of conspiracy, tinfoil hat, people making up stuff. And it's like, no, not really, especially if you have the agency giving you some breadcrumbs of what they did. Because of so many years, they have to release the documents, and they can only get to so many to redact so many. So, you know.
Well, then you got the ones that leak out, you know, so that's
especially
where
those.
It comes out, too.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Especially. They don't like that. They want to wait till they're out of office and dead before that comes out. You know, if you look at the Library of Congress and see all the things they've done to us, it'll blow your mind. You get a chance, look at a video on YouTube called What Happened to the Constitution, and it's a really good one, really good video. So that kind of explains you a lot of different documents and rules they put against us, we the people. And like I told you before, the United States is not we the people. It's a corporate name. You know, it's what it is. America is a country. The United States is a management firm from England. So a lot of people, what do you mean England? I said, well, why does a judge in the United States wear a gown? Why do judges in England wear a gown? Get it? You know? So, you know, it ain't like monkey see monkey do. It's the same monkey. You see what I'm saying? It's still the same.
Oh, yeah.
So
this whole thing with Egypt going on right now with those poor people that died at that one mosque, it's like, okay, so you're – and they ISIS just happened to leave a flag behind, and but they're not claiming responsibility for it. And they're usually huge on that as far as claiming responsibility for anything that they can that
right.
involves taking out people.
They left the flag there to say, oh, well, by the way, that's what that was for.
Yeah. And you have the fact that the ISIS believes that the people that attend this particular mosque, the Islamic people, that religion, are heretics to the ISIS. And so they would be first to claim responsibility. Yes, indeed, we did it. You know, not a word.
Yep, we're the one. We're taking credit for this and all copyrights reserved. You know, yeah. You know, so.
And so nothing. And so that's really interesting. Why is it crickets?
I have crippling depression.
Yes, you do.
I would second
Sorry
that.
Sorry about that. I'm having too much fun. Okay. Oh, we're going to take another quick break here. I'm going to look up some more interesting news, some more weird news to keep you entertained with. And please call in at 619-924-0847. We'll continue the discussion on 9/11, weird news, and more.
ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Well, it turns out that 60 seconds went a lot quicker than we thought. Hey, I like that. We get a little bit of information. We don't drag on for hours. And we'll see you next week. And first of all, thank you, Chief, for joining me this evening. Thank you, Ron, for calling in as well. Chief, you want to plug your show, and then we'll close with Ron.
Yes, tomorrow night I've got a kind of a special deal. I'm going to be talking about the problems with Islamic immigration and lack of integration. I'm going to be joined by Kel from Canada and also a friend of mine who has lived in Japan for 30 years and knows something about how the proper way to deal with less than desirable aliens in your country. So it should be interesting. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Simple Facts of Life Radio.
All right. Thank you. Ron, tell us
all
Crazy
right.
Nation Radio.
Well, no, that's cool. I'll definitely catch that. Crazy Nation Radio comes on live in 29 minutes on Blog Talk Radio, so catch that show if you dare. It's up to you. You enter my show at your own risk, so remember that.
All right. And I just wanted to let you both know that I have a YouTube channel up with Suzette Live Talk. And in my YouTube video, I do mention both of your shows as far as recommended listening. So I just wanted to let you know.
I did see that. And I forgot to thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks for that.
Absolutely.
I did see the video. The scroll run, you have to stretch it out, though. The stuff isn't up there long enough to read it. You just stretch it out.
That's what my husband said, too, and I've got to work on that. It was my first one, so I thought, okay, well, let's get that up at least, and I'll work on stretching that out. But, yes,
that just don't sound right.
Fixed.
That just don't sound right.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening. This is Suzette LT. We'll see you next week, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio.